My name is Nishan Chapagai, and I'm reading this book called The Catcher in the Rye, novel by J.D. Salinger, published in 1951. The novel details 2 days in the life of 16-year-old Holden Caulfield after he has been expelled from prep school. Confused and disillusioned, Holden searched for the truth and railed against the phenomenon of the adult world. He ends up exhausted and emotionally unstable. Holden Caulfield is a fairly typical misunderstood teen. He is mildly obsessed with girls, doesn't do his schoolwork, feels disconnected from his parents, and thinks all people are fake. One thing that is not typical about Holden is his loss, and Holden is a very depressed young man. His brother Ali died from leukemia, and Holden is really struggled with that. His older brother DB has moved to California, and his little sister at home with his parents, and 16-year-old Holden is at the boarding school where he doesn't quite fit in, wondering what his place in the world is. When he gets expelled for failing all of his classes except two, he decides to loiter in New York City rather than go straight home and admit his failure to his parents. He kept trying to connect with people in New York, girls, cab driver, old teacher, even of a couple of nuns he met at the bus stop. Holden gets to Phoebe's school and sends her a note saying that he is leaving home for good and that she should meet him at lunchtime at the museum. When Phoebe arrives, she is carrying a suitcase full of clothes, and she asks Holden to take her with him. He refused angrily, and she cried and then refused to speak to him. Knowing she will follow him, he walks to the zoo and then takes her across the park to a carousel. He buys her a ticket and watches her ride it. It starts to rain heavily, but Holden is so happy watching his sister ride the carousel that he is close to tears. However, every encounter leaves him feeling more isolated. The only person he does connect with is his sister, Phoebe. But the relationship is tempered by Holden feeling of responsibility towards her. In the end, he gets pretty run down and has to go out to California to rest, as he puts it.